This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, 9 o'clock stretch. It's rolling right now. Stretch it out. Oh, good morning. It's like I'm running my own little yoga class here, right?
Yeah.
Don't Everybody, let's do the downward dog. No, maybe not. You don't know what that is, Greg?
Don't want to know. No. Sounds painful.
It is 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And one of the top stories is the president. President Trump had a conversation yesterday with both Putin and Zelensky. So really, I think things are moving right along. I don't think that they're going to declare peace today or tomorrow. But man, I got to tell you, 3 years straight, Joe Biden never had a word with Vladimir Putin. Yeah. What's wrong with that? Oh. That's not called leadership at all. Anyway, so we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. But first, I've got Dan DeMarco in here. Morning, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Dan has been doing the work. Soldiers Freedom Outdoors is his baby, and been doing it for many, many years, about 12?
Going on 14 now.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
So this is a chance for even active duty, but veterans to take some time out, go away for a weekend and just relax with some other like-minded folks who may be gone through some similar things. And it gives you a chance to hit the reset button. We know PTSD. We know the suicide rate is grotesquely high. And Dan and his group out there, you're doing something about it. We appreciate it.
We are. You know, we have a beautiful ranch out in Melrose, Florida, over 300 acres. Beautiful farmhouse dedicated to our veterans. 4-day retreats for our veterans. We have so many other programs, too. Beekeeping for veterans and their spouses. Introduction to horses for military children. Equine program just for our veterans. Blacksmithing. Learn how to make your own knife, your own leather work for veterans. And then we have water sports days for the whole family at two different lakes 5 times a year. So there's a lot of different programs we've added throughout the years, which is great because it gets the family together too. But that retreat is strictly for our veterans. We do 7 veterans at a time. And, they can horseback ride, they can hunt, they can fish, they can kayak, they can hike. Or they can sleep in and relax and watch the grass grow. We just give them stuff to do. They pick and choose. And it's really their home away from home. And it's like coming to grandma and grandpa's farm. I like to put it like that. And
yeah.
Just a place to get some peace and healing through outdoor activities and other veterans helping other veterans.
Interacting with the equine, that we know that has huge therapeutic benefits, that program alone.
Oh, it's amazing. And, we had one veteran out there, just for an example. We have a 3 or 4 horses in a separate area. And you can go out there in the morning, open the gate, shut it, go with your coffee, a few carrots, and just love on the horses. And he did that every morning. That was his therapy in the morning. So that's just an example. There's so many different ways to get that therapy out of the horses there.
Wow. I love it. And you've been able to do and accomplish a lot with not a lot of funding. Your overhead cost, you have kept them down dramatically low, unbelievably low. So you know that when you give to Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, that the vast, vast majority of it is going directly to help our veterans.
It is, because nobody has taken a paycheck in 14 years. So
nobody's taken a paycheck. Little stipend for a truck, and you got to feed the animals. But Dan, you've been doing this for a long time.
It's been a long journey, but a very rewarding one. It's close to my heart, obviously, and we have an awesome team of people that have been with us for a long time that make it possible and make it happen.
Well, I know in the past, as part of the annual appreciation dinner, and the latest one is coming up, but I have personally heard people speak of their time spent at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, and they come back to talk about that experience and literally save their lives. They were considering ending it all until they had the experience at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. I'll never forget the one gentleman. I think he helps to run an ag program up in Georgia now. He had a very compelling story to tell.
Yeah, John Jackson.
Yeah, I believe that's it.
Yep.
All right, so the 6th annual appreciation dinner is coming up April 26th, and we're moving on up to the WEC side.
That's right, World Equestrian Center, big step for us. Should be amazing, and we're looking forward to just an amazing evening of fellowship, talking about our veterans, and recognizing some of our volunteers, because it is an appreciation dinner, also a fundraiser. And Major General Hartsell is going to be our guest speaker. If you've not heard him, if you've not met him.
The Hammer.
He has some compelling stories. And I think,
yes, he does.
It'll move you if you're there to listen to him.
Yeah, the first time he spoke for a little bit, but then the next time he came out with like a full slideshow and just sharing with us things that you otherwise just you wouldn't know. I just felt richer for the experience after having heard him speak.
Absolutely. It was really deep, and it hit home for a lot of people.
And folks, you don't have to be a veteran to help and participate in Soldiers Freedom Outdoors programs. This is what it's all about. I didn't have the opportunity to serve, so this is my way of giving to those that I really have appreciated and continue to appreciate every day, fighting to keep me free. So the 6th annual appreciation dinner is April 26th at the World Equestrian Center in Ocala. Music, raffles, live auction, guest speakers, testimonials, drinks, dinner, everything. Tickets are $65 a person and include dinner, or you can do a whole table of 8 for $480. And this is a great kind of a corporate sponsorship opportunity, or even if you have a small business, you know, bring out some of your employees and let them experience this kind of thing. And and all the money it raised is for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, so there's opportunity to, you know, get in on some pretty cool auctions and some giveaways that are, some of them go for some big dollars.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a lot of live auction stuff, hunting trips, fishing trips, vacations, and of course we'll have some amazing raffle items as well, like we always do. If you've never been, it's always an amazing evening, and we're going to take it up a notch this year.
Yep, World Equestrian Center is where it's going to be this year. And a note, too, coming up February 22nd, you have a metal detecting event. They're very popular there. You've got like 600 acres that you can work with. And you can sign up on Facebook or the website. And by the way, they do something where they seed the grounds. You actually purchase some coins to add to the fun of the event. So that, and it's a bit of an investment, right?
Oh yeah, no, we've got a little over $1,000 worth of silver coins that'll be seeded out in a couple fields, and plus there's some really cool stuff to find that's not seeded. They always find some really historic nickels and buttons. So it's a great time. Again, 100% of that goes right back to Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. There'll be food out there. They'll have a big tent tables. You can sit down and relax. And plenty of people to help you if you're a new detector, coming out and get some help and some advice.
Yeah, because these people, what a very nice group of people.
They're amazing.
Everyone would help you any way they could. And it's kind of fun, you know, looking for a trinket or something like that. Yeah. And Dan, I know you're always really looking for some bigger partners to partner up with you, and companies and businesses, and Dan will make it worth your while. You've got event sponsorships related to this particular event, but you could sponsor literally almost anything out there, right?
You can sponsor any program that we have. You can be a corporate sponsor. I know there's a lot of businesses right in this listening area out of Gainesville, Ocala. Reach out to us. Let me share what we have because, again, you're sponsoring a great It's just a great opportunity, and it'll get the word out about your company. But you don't have time to go through all the packages. But, you know, shoot us an email, info@soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org, or give us a call directly, or come see us.
Okay. You want to give your phone number out?
Yeah, my number. You call me directly, 352-817-5405. That's going to come directly to me. I stay busy. Leave a message. I'll call you back.
Yeah, there you go. Dan DeMarco, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. Appreciate the great work you've been doing now for 14 years for our veterans and active duty folks. Really good. It's a great gem. And Dan will give you a tour. Anything else, get in touch with him. It is 9:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. We've got headlines and great news for the state of Florida. I'll share that with you coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. You know that prince that you got the email from, and if you just help him with some funding, he can unlock a whole bunch of money and share it with you? Remember that one?
The one in Nigeria,
I've got another version of that.
Really?
It's on a larger scale.
Wow.
I'll share that with you. Right now, though, it's 9:21, The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bolivia and the folks in Bolivia are really upset because they found out about a deal that the Bolivian government cut with the Chinese and the Russians in basically taking over their lithium supply. And apparently they have lots of lithium, which you need to make batteries, especially for the electric cars. So you can understand China's interest in that, Russia's to some extent. The story is Bolivia must pay $2 billion plus interest to Chinese and Russian companies building lithium processing plants in the country.
Wait. They're paying other countries that are building companies in their country.
That's why people are outraged.
So something's messed up with that.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah. It does sound like it is one of those things. Hey, if you could just help me to pay the taxes on this inheritance, it'll unlock, you know, like $500,000, and you know, I'll give you $10,000 if you could just, you know, shoot me $5,000 real quick.
Wow,
you know, something like that. Don't fall for that. Don't send anybody any money.
No.
Okay.
Except the Bob Rose Show.
Well,
care of no. But seriously,
no. Send just, like yes. Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. Support.
Absolutely.
Support things like that, and don't get sucked in because it's, in some cases you're letting your own greed take over because that's what motivates people. They go, what? I could get back $500,000, and all I got to put forward is X. You know how many scams that happens all the time, and people fall for it. Yeah, they're suckers. It's awful. All right, so. There's a lot we can learn from things like that. But, so the people are outraged because Russia and China come in and say, look, we're gonna spend $100 billion to develop your lithium mines. But then they're asking for money, like, as they go. And, of course, they're taking the lithium itself, a lot of it.
Wow.
And apparently, to be profitable on this, the price of lithium would have to double. It would have to double. It would have to go up to, actually triple. It'd have to go up to $30,000 a ton, $30,000 a ton for lithium. That's what it has to be for those mines to be profitable and for the country of Bolivia to gain any benefit at all. Plus, they're losing all the lithium at the same time, and they're not making any money because the product is only selling for $10,000 in the global market. $10,000 versus the projected price of $30,000. But there's no guarantee that it's going to go up in value like that.
Oh, no, I get it. Yeah. You bet.
Thanks. So it's a bad deal. Yeah, they got sucked in. And these countries need to be aware when dealing with, you know, China especially. I don't know about the Russian side of it as much, but you're dealing with the Chinese. They come in, and it's even mentioned in there where Within the contracts, how they get a hold of all your, the computer information, right, and all kinds of data.
Man, wow.
Yeah.
It's a shame to see people just continually getting sucked in like this.
Yeah, and it happens with, the little old lady down the street, and it also happens with big countries like Bolivia getting taken for a ride. Google has removed references to Black History Month and LGBT Pride Month from its calendar platform, stating that it has returned to showing only public holidays and national observances from timeanddate.com globally, while allowing users to manually add other important moments. Huh.
Interesting.
It is kind of interesting. Hmm. Now, if they never would have had those on the calendar, nothing would matter, wouldn't be a story. But they were on there, and now they're taking them off. And apparently, it has got some lefties upset by their decision. And previously, the calendar marked the start of Black History Month in February, Women's History Month in March, Pride Month June, Indigenous Peoples Month in November, among other events. However, these observances no longer appear in the year 2025. A Google spokesman said some years ago, the calendar team started manually adding a broader set of cultural moments in a wide number of countries around the world. We got feedback that some other events and countries were missing, and maintaining hundreds of moments manually and consistently globally wasn't scalable or sustainable. I could get that.
Oh, absolutely.
Think about all the different religions of the world. Think about all the different events culturally, holidays, and all that.
Oh, and you've got legit holidays, and then you've got all this other stuff that's like, well, we want acknowledgement.
Yeah, Kwanzaa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe they named a holiday after a hut. That's so weird. The spokesperson further clarified that as of mid last year, Google returned to showing only public holidays. And that's what they're doing now.
That's smart.
Google is a federal contractor. They've become the latest tech company to change its practices in response to the Trump administration's DEI crackdown. The company recently began scrapping its diversity hiring goals to employ more people from underrepresented groups, following the footsteps of other Silicon Valley giants like Meta and Amazon. Yep, and Google also recently renamed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf America on its maps, and that's pretty big. So it looks like, they're playing ball with Trump.
Yeah, looks like.
But you're kind of wondering how that whole techie thing, we saw, Zuckerberg attending, what was one of the putting Trump in office, one of the big balls or celebrations or whatever. But
right. And
so, yeah, they put a Gulf of America on there. Now, I guess the Associated Press needs to learn a little something from the Google.
Yeah, the Google FAA is making changes. So.
No, but the Associated Press, remember they got...
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yes.
They were hot asking questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
And the press secretary, she is... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
That girl is a whiz. And I call her girl because if you're 27, you're a girl to me.
She's good. She knows what she's doing. She handles those reporters.
Oh, my.
I love it.
Yeah, she just blows you away. She is so on top of it. All right. Let's see. What do we have here? 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. And about 15 minutes, things that make you smile. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast or on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. The compelling content, the great interviews, and the wit and the charm that is the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you very much. I wrote that myself. Can you tell?
No AI?
No.
Wow.
You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Galentine's Day. Gal. Get
yes.
it? Galentine's. G-A-L. Gal. The gals.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Well, yeah.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's 9:37. It's the Bob Rose Show. And, oh, wise one, Greg himself, tell me about this Galentine's Day.
Well, the reason I know about it is my wife always has an event at her office, at her business, for the ladies that are her clients, and they have a Galentine's event.
Do you know where the idea was derived, where she got it from, perhaps?
Originally, I don't know, because I've heard about it for a few years. I mean, obviously, I tend to think of it people who maybe don't have a Valentine, if you will. It's they go
and
have a good time, enjoy themselves, pamper themselves.
Yeah.
Who started it? That I don't know.
According to one source, it was popularized by the sitcom Parks and Recreation. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty funny comedy.
Yeah,
and I didn't follow it enough to remember that particular episode. Uh-huh. But apparently that's where it comes from. And even it's popular, apparently, like in Australia.
Really?
In other places, yeah. Galentine's Day. And there are more and more like businesses are getting involved, yep, and they're opening their venues for that specific type theme,
well,
if you will.
Jen's a fan of the show, so no doubt that's where she thought it would be a good idea then.
I mean, look, I don't want to go when it's the most crowded. I don't want to buy roses when they're most expensive.
Right.
So, you know, you go early so you don't have that, mm-hmm, you know, on Valentine's Day, like, where's the stuff, pal?
And the price goes up.
Yeah, so like I said, you know, do it early or do it after, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're in a new relationship, then, you know,
right,
then you might have to play by, you know, rule, you know, establish rules.
Well, I tend to do it for other things anyway throughout the year, so it's less of a have to do it because it's required, even though I usually do anyway, so she likes flowers.
Wow, aren't you just perfect.
I'm just trying to be an example, Bob.
And you are a good one, sir.
Well, it is funny, never mind. I'm not even going to get it.
What? No, let's hear it.
Okay, it is funny because some of Jen's single friends, maybe they're single because they always have been or they're not anymore, and they see that I do the things that guys are traditionally, women hope that they will do, open the doors, do the things, you know, all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
give the flowers, give the gifts, and they're like, man, I want a guy like that. I'm like, well, you know, there's only one of me here, so, you know.
Wow. So get out your cloning, your genetic cloning operation, folks.
Exactly, yeah.
Everyone needs a Greg. That'll be the new robot that women will,
oh, great,
will buy, the Greg.
Yes.
The model Greg.
Put together by AI.
Yeah.
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 Scary, isn't it? But, guys, you should be doing those things anyway.
Yes.
They appreciate it.
Because it's the right thing to do. The relationship's not 50-50, it's 100-100. When you start keeping score,
yep,
I can tell you that game might end.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, and you might be the loser in that game. So, there you go.
Everybody's a loser in a
game
like that.
That's true. Good point.
Attorney General Pam Gator Girl Bondi,
mm-hmm,
held her first U.S. Department of Justice press briefing Wednesday, and she laid it out in typical Bondi fashion with the facts. Laying them out, going after Governor Kathy Hochul, New York's Attorney General Letitia James, going after Commissioner Mark Schroeder, the state's DMV, going after the idea that illegals and driver's license is one of the issues. Now, Bondi's department's already sued City of Chicago, State of Illinois, Cook County, over their so-called sanctuary laws that shield illegal aliens from federal immigration enforcement. You know, she said New York didn't listen. Now you're next. And then Tammy Nobles came out, an angel mom, whose 20-year-old daughter, Kayla Hamilton, was brutally murdered by an MS-13 gang member. So really putting the exclamation point on the threat from how many people we let in this country, and many of them are not good people. So she spoke after Pam Bondi, the AG, and recounted the horrific 2022 death of her child. It was July 27th, and the young lady, Kayla Hamilton, was viciously strangled to death with a cord, sexually assaulted, and robbed of $6.
Oh.
He left her on the floor like trash, she said.
That is awful.
She was raped and murdered by someone who should have never been in our country, Bondi added. Yet, he was released and flown to Maryland,
oh,
where he committed this violent crime.
Wow.
She said Nobles represents many other angel parents across America who have suffered because of what the Biden administration did. This should never have happened to Kayla. This shouldn't be happening to our families being hurt by the border crisis. Homeland Security didn't do their job or weren't allowed to do their job, whatever the case may be. Ever since Nobles has been sharing Hamilton's story to help save others and bring awareness to what's happening. Nobles then thanked President Donald Trump for providing her platform to speak out. No other parent should suffer by having their child murdered by somebody who shouldn't even be here. Oh, and by the way, Abandi also noted the fact that Hamilton's killer also admitted to committing multiple murders and other rapes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh. That's who we're letting walk into our country, Pam, Bondi said.
Wow.
And she said, if you don't comply with federal law, if you want to do that sanctuary stuff, you'll be held accountable.
Good. They should be.
Well, we did it to Illinois, strike one. Strike two is New York. Mm-hmm. If you are a state not complying with federal law, you're next.
Good.
And I believe it.
Absolutely.
Yep. She is also upset about the New York green light law allows illegal aliens in the state to evade ID checks if law enforcement pulls them over.
Wow.
It prohibits police and other agencies like the DMV from sharing data with federal authorities for purposes of immigration enforcement.
Where the mentality, the lack of, I mean, how un-American can you be than these people?
Right.
These elected officials.
You're worried about, like, I guess a supposed right of privacy for a non-citizen who may be here illegally and committing crimes? Wow. Come on.
That's not your job to protect them. It's really not. Your job is to protect the people who put you in office or the ones that at least you're supposed to represent, called American citizens.
Wait, it gets even better.
Oh, no.
The system has a tip-off provision. Listen to this. It requires New York's Department of Motor Vehicles to promptly inform any illegal alien when a federal immigration agency has requested their information. They're tipped off.
That's
your
strong.
The feds are asking about you. Better hightail it.
Unstinking real.
Isn't that crazy?
Just awful.
I mean, talk about working against the safety of Americans.
Man.
Yeah.
Blood
tipping
is on their
off
hands.
The
Absolutely.
Illegal. And she said, look, first of all, it's unconstitutional. And that's why we filed this lawsuit. And I can't imagine her losing that lawsuit.
No.
Yeah. In what court of law would you say the tip off provision? Tip off?
Yeah.
Like playoff? You know, tip them off.
Unreal.
The feds are after you. Is that insane?
It is.
That's what we're living with. That's what the lefties have done to America.
And the people they keep putting in office.
Yep. I told you already that Melania Trump's bringing back the White House tours.
It's nice.
That'll start in a couple weeks. And you want to definitely plan for anything like that in advance. Go through your congressperson is the best way to go about that. If you are planning a trip to D.C. and stuff, give them plenty of heads up, plenty of time. I think 3 weeks out is about what you want to do. Hmm. And I didn't do the official White House tour, but...
Yeah. I think it'd be neat
but
to
I,
do.
But I got a kind of a personalized tour from what was then Ted Yoho's congressional office. And he wasn't there. Hmm. So little did he know that I would... have access to his office.
Uh-oh.
Sit in the big chair.
Did you go through his desk again?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay, good.
No, I'm not like that. Only if it's family.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes. What else is going on? Tulsi Gabbard, she's in. I don't know, you might have known that. RFK, that's supposed to happen today.
Yep.
RFK Jr.? Yeah, that's supposed to happen. And the final Senate vote, that's supposed to come today. Secretary of HHS, it's looking good. We'll see. Christy Noem, clawing back FEMA money that went to New York City for the migrant hotels. Yeah, and good for her. She was able to stop it. She was able to stop it and pull that money back into the FEMA account. And also able to can, I think, four people.
Mm-hmm.
Show them the door. Here's the door.
They needed that. And shoved right through.
Yeah. All right. Google removes Black History Month and Pride Month from their calendar app. Some lefties are screaming, but when Google explains it, it's like, when you're working on a worldwide platform, you could be dealing with an extraordinary amount of special days, special months, special holidays and stuff like that. So they've limited just to the, I guess, the major holidays. And you can insert your own little favorite dates on a, you know, that's how calendars work.
Yeah, you can.
You can write your own thing on there.
And everybody else doesn't have to put up with a cluttered up calendar.
Exactly.
I like it.
No nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Straightforward. Just like the Bob Rose Show.
I like it.
With Greg Cassidy.
I think we should hang around.
I think we should give the folks a chance to weigh in. With things that make you smile, we're asking for upbeat, positive, little stories, short, very short stories.
Non-political.
Non-political.
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead and do that now. It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. 877-975-9825. Call now for things that make you smile. 97.3 The Sky. Does Galentine's Day make you smile? Does Valentine's Day make you smile? Do you remember the best one maybe you ever had? Maybe you want to share that with us. That could be part of things that make you smile.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:52. Happy Thursday. It's time now for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. 877-975-9825. Call in now with your upbeat positive thoughts, count your blessings, or a neat little anecdotal story. Whatever you got, let's bring it right now and go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Yeah, thanks, Bob. When you covered Galileo in the first half of your show, of course, now I cannot eradicate Freddie Mercury's Bohemian Rhapsody out of my mind. And why is that? Because I'm just a poor boy from a poor family.
Oh, well done, sir.
Yes.
That made me smile.
Well, you know, you're talking about the whole Valentine's Day thing. And it's kind of a funny thing because when you talk about it, a lot of it that I remember are like being a kid in school, like elementary, you know, second, third, fourth grade, and you go and you got to get the Valentines for everybody in your class. And just a fun childhood memory always kind of flashes back for me around Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I always tie it into some sort of historical event. Like, if you don't hook her up nicely for Valentine's Day, you can expect a massacre.
What? Oh.
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 Oh,
I see.
Look
at you, Mr. History there.
A possible U2 reference could be in there.
Yeah.
Good morning, John. What's making you smile?
Good morning. I tell you, the heck with pucks are trying to fill in 6 more weeks of winter. I was working on the yard the other day before it rains today. And I heard a whole flock of birds flying back up north. It might have been red-headed sandhill cranes. And that's what's making me smile.
They make me smile, too. And if you heard,
they're loud.
They're boisterous. They're loud.
Man. I went out there that it was last week when they were flying over the radio station. It was like the movie The Birds or something. It was amazing. Like, I'm like, what is going on out
even,
there? Yeah.
Even the birds are happy that Trump won.
Wow.
They are singing.
That's nice.
They're singing their songs.
Is that what that is?
MAGA! MAGA!
Wow. I thought it was just going to go...
Was that a bit of a stretch?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll make up for it with an extra witty smoking gun.
Oh, good.
Which I don't even have yet.
Yeah, I
have to make one up.
Uh-huh.
But I'll do it right now. In the meantime, stand by. 97.3 The Sky, the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot. GTR's next. Time now for the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot. GTR. There was an alert issued. People called 911 to report seeing a suspect committing an armed robbery at a smoke shop Wednesday afternoon near the UF campus. He was described as a white man with long red curly hair. Well, it didn't take long for law enforcement to catch up to him. And, authorities say the suspect was taken into custody. What's the lesson there? If you look like Carrot Top, don't commit armed robbery. Because of the description, they will most certainly catch you with or without the smoking gun. And that is, as you know, the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. I hope you have a great, safe day. Here comes the rain. See ya.